The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, among other things, would have employers be required to provide reasonable accommodations for pregnant workers. This can range from providing a chair for a cashier to a different work schedule. Delegates did have questions about details of the bill, including Delegate Denise Campbell, who asked Delegate Tim Manchin, who would determine what accommodations would be proper.
So when there would be requested modifications for someone who is pregnant, that is normally guided by the physician?
Yes, ma'am.
And that physician is historically an OBGYN?
Historically, but not required under this
act. Or a family practice or a nurse practitioner?
Qualified healthcare provider, I think is the term we used
in
defining it.
Very good.
However, the main topic of debate was on an amendment proposed by Delegate Michael Folk, which would add the unborn fetus of the pregnant worker in the bill's definition of person.
Quite frankly, a vote for this amendment is a vote for the unborn children. The whole purpose of this bill is to protect the mother, which by common sense says you should be protecting the child too.
Delegate Manchin then began to oppose the amendment due to its potential confusing nature from a legal standpoint.
What you have to understand is, first of all, if you take a literal reading of this bill, now this bill is not there to protect the mother. This bill is there for a pregnant worker to receive reasonable accommodations so that they can continue work. First of all, if you look at his definition and how he wants to change it, it now would basically make it illegal for a fetus to discriminate against a pregnant worker.
Volk proposed another amendment that attempted to clear up the language to better get his point across. Other delegates were concerned that without the amendment, an unborn fetus would not be protected by the bill. Delegate Darrell Calls asked Delegate Manchin questions about reasonable accommodations, such as providing bottled water with the CDC's current recommendation that pregnant women affected by this month's chemical spill not drink tap water with detectable levels of MCHM.
That reasonable accommodation made on behalf of the pregnant woman or her unborn child, the spring water availability.
On behalf of the pregnant woman, because it's of her pregnancy and a related medical condition.
And to be sure that that accommodation was made, you don't believe that this amendment helps the bill?
No, sir. I think it confuses the bill. I think it makes it unwieldy, and I think it will make it impossible for employers to administer it and to react well.
Both amendments were rejected by votes of 34-60 and 38-56. However, the bill without the amendments was passed 94-0 and moves on to the Senate. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.